Welcome back in the zone, 11:34. Justin Eichery, Pat Bradley, Wally Hall. Wally, I need to make sure we give your sponsors some love, too, here. We have a special guest in the studio in addition to Wally Hall and our shadow today.
I'm not a guest
Wednesdays
anymore.
With Wally is no. presented by sure. Dultec Timber Corporation, the developer of Little Rock's Chenal Valley and Red Oak Ridge in Hot Springs. Learn more at Chenal.com.
You're an interloper, not to be confused with a guest. This is the song that Catherine Grable used on her floor routine?
Yeah, she said the instrumental version.
The instrumental version, yes, because I don't think that...
The name of it, I like how she just called it Skinhead. The name of the song is Black Skinhead.
It's cool. That's Kanye. It's all good. We are joined in the studio by Dr. Brad Teague of UCA. And more importantly, to those of you on the webcam, Christina Madsen.
Hello.
Formerly known as Christina Munoz in TV circles.
Where is the webcam?
We got them all around.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
There's one right there, right?
So if I say something that irritates you,
pointing at her.
No finger gestures, Dr. Teague.
They're hidden, my friend.
Oh.
Be careful.
That's perfect for you, Pat.
I'm not sure what all we're going to hit on, but I do want to start with first things first because I like the top story first. The walk-off win last night for the UCA Bear baseball team over ASU. In-state competition, it's so much fun.
It is fun. It's nice. Yeah, and that's a great team. ASU's had a great year. So our group is playing really well right now. Certainly, Arkansas State's a great ball club. It's nice to win. It's nice to win at home. It's fun that we play Arkansas State on a Tuesday night and then Arkansas Little Rock on a Wednesday night. That's good Division I baseball competition.
I said yesterday that the safest bet in Vegas this week was that there would be no issues outside of actual baseball in the rematch with UALR. Do you think that's a pretty safe bet tomorrow?
What are you talking about?
Exactly. I thought you said we could talk about whatever. I didn't know that was off limits.
I would say
that's
not
a rematch.
That's a safe bet. That's right. It's a game. Absolutely.
As a former statesman pitcher,
it happens
when you were a Delta.
There ain't going to be no rematch.
Did you ever have any sort of issues like that when you were a player back in the day?
I would tell you in the late 80s, early 90s, we had several brawls, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Who was your rival when you were in college at Delta?
Mississippi College. It's a big rival.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you plunk anybody? Did you get tossed?
I never got tossed, no. Yeah, I certainly, as a pitcher, I did throw at some batters. Yeah, I mean, that was just kind of baseball.
You know,
right?
My theory on that is... You have baseball. Well, you have football, collision sport. You have basketball, which is a contact sport. So if you have an issue with somebody, you can give them a little elbow under the basket. Baseball, you don't have the opportunity. If you really are up, like somebody really annoys you, you got two things you can do. You can throw at them, but if you're not a pitcher, you can try to take them out. And if they play the outfield, the other thing is you just got to brawl. You just got to brush. It's the only opportunity.
That's all you can resort to.
How can you get back at someone if they annoy you?
Yeah, well, we just shouldn't, and we can't do that in college sports.
All right, here's another question. One of the big things going on right now in baseball is the bat flip. Everyone wants to fight about the bat flip. You hit a ball, and they flip the bat. Apparently, you might as well just be like...
Say something about his mother.
Yeah, you might as well tell your mother wears army boots or something like that. I mean, you know what I mean?
Army boots?
Yeah, army boots.
Okay.
Nice,
you know, I guess the issue is, in baseball, the unwritten rule is you don't show up the other team. You know, we're proud of you for hitting a home run or doing what you've done, but don't show up the other team. And that's when it gets kind of nasty.
Yeah.
And certainly in Major League Baseball, it happens, and they don't want it to happen. And they will throw at you, and they will, you know, clear the benches.
Yeah.
In college sports, we shouldn't do that. And then back to 1991, when we cleared the bench, we didn't have social media. We didn't have video in the back pocket. So nobody knew about it. Nobody cared. Certainly... Our YouTube video for that brawl got 250,000 hits.
Oof.
You know, when we released our turf on April Fool's Day 2011, we had 225,000 hits. Everything else gets about 10,000 hits.
Social media has come a long way. Even since you just introduced the field. Think about it. The last few years, how Twitter has blown up nationally and internationally. It's incredible.
Yeah.
So,
did you check to see if applications had gone up during that time?
That's right. No, we can absolutely track. Applications to the institution are skyrocketing.
There's no question. I mean, things are going well up there.
Front page ESPN, I think.
You got a prospective student right here who's going to be enrolling in the fall down there.
That's right.
She's no
longer a prospect. She's committed.
Yes, she wants a...
signed.
I don't know if you guys can comment on her. If you sign on the dotted line,
you're not a student athlete, right? Okay. No. Yeah, we can
cheerlead.
We can talk about
you. Got a little nervous, didn't you? Yeah.
She's trying to get
a little nervous, didn't you?
A little nervous.
Oops, I don't know
on
you.
On the radio.
I don't see you.
Shelby, what's your name, huh?
Exactly. Christina has taken a job with UCA in recent weeks. How many days on the job now?
You know, I think it's been a month now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you settled in?
We are in an apartment now in Conway, so we are officially, as of 2 days ago, officially Conway residents selling our home here in Little Rock, and doing the whole thing. So.
What's your official title?
Ready for this? Do you have enough time here? Okay, Associate Vice President of Communications, Public Relations, and Marketing.
How are you going to fit that on a name tag?
We have to be very creative. We just did that yesterday.
And did you really?
Yes, yes. I think Connie's listening. Connie's working on that.
Give it to me again.
Associate Vice President of Communications.
I'm afraid about what they're about to say here.
Communications
marketing.
Of what? Oh, in no. What?
Public relations.
Uh-huh.
So you do comm, COMM, PR.
AVP-CPRM.
She's the AVP-CPRM. I mean, that's...
So I got...
I need to memorize that. Yeah. I need to work on that.
You're not going
to
have normal-sized business cards.
I don't think so. I mean, you might need the extra large... Yes, but it's cool.
Just
there wasn't...
Just hand an 8x11 sheet of paper to people.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'll do. So
that's
put
crazy.
A headshot on there.
What does that mean? What are you doing?
Well, that's what's cool is that this didn't exist, you know, before. There were people that had done media here and there throughout the way in UCA, but I keep jokingly saying that even if I'm really bad at my job, it's going to be better than what they have now. They don't have a communications team, so we are currently doing that. We are reorganizing and restructuring to actually have people over there in the president's office that can help get the word out about all the great things going on at UCA, because there's a lot to talk about.
Have something to do with also social media. We brought that up and how that needs to be controlled.
We have the web department. I mean, the website itself has over 10,000 pages. It's huge. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So there'll be a web department kind of within the communications department and social media. I mean, it's almost hard to even keep up with what everyone's doing, with what kids are doing. And so you want to get the word out there, but you also want to be on their level because we're a university. So
I
there's a lot to do.
I just recently read an article about how more universities are using Snapchat.
Snapchat. We just talked about this.
To release certain regular just email statements, events, and things that are going on.
Yes. And it's
I'm
so
on
funny.
Snapchat. Well, Pat Bradley 22. How are you?
Are you? See, and I'm not yet. I need
I
to.
I don't know what that is.
Well, I've never heard
okay.
of it.
Okay. The only reason I
feel
I knew
like Tommy
it,
Smith right now. Oh, my God.
I only knew negative stories about it because when news did anything on it, it was about sexually explicit
because the messages will delete.
It's supposed to disappear in 10 seconds, but we all know that once it's out there, it's out there. You
no
cannot.
No wonder you're on it.
Well, yeah.
The trick is what you do is once you open it, you press a little button to take a
and
screenshot.
Then you save it.
And then you save it.
And you can have it forever.
Which I don't do.
But so that was the problem. Middle school and high school were thinking that it'll disappear. Well, that's
not always
the case. However, I've been reading a lot of different articles and things that it can be used in positive ways. It can be used for emails, information. Yep. If that's where the kids are, you kind of got to go there to get the information out.
I don't know. How many people do this? Probably our age group would check their phones. You probably go to your text, your emails. Then you maybe check a Twitter account, Instagram, Snapchat. A lot of these kids, they first go to
email
Snapchat.
Is now old.
Email is now the last thing you check.
You are right about that. And there's so many
crazy
that we're
Wally.
Hit with.
Wally checks his mailbox and he's looking for these envelopes and they don't come anymore, Wally. I keep telling you.
You know,
that's what happened.
Good luck.
Throw out your I don't even know what you call it. Throw out your old letter opener you have, Wally.
Once a week I get a snail mail.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, you know, it's like, darn. Now
they're exciting now when you get them because it's so
rare.
Well,
they sent it 3 years ago, so.
But it's just so much easier to reply to an email.
Yeah. It is. I mean, I don't know. I don't know why email has become sort of passe. I'd much rather get an email than have to deal with the sending messages back and forth on Facebook. So I have people
Facebook.
I need you to help me out. I'm like,
off Facebook.
Email me then. Then email me. Because I need a record of it in my inbox. Yeah. That's how I operate.
But then the problem is overloaded. And
You
it's
know,
not too passe. I still get more than 400 a day.
But that's the problem is if you get too many, are we looking at them all?
Or, yes,
you know, do we have time to look at them all? And
delete
so stuff's
all the,
getting lost.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of spam. You have to delete it. You have to be very efficient. I'm extremely good on the email. That's the only thing I'm really good at.
Okay.
I will say this for Shelby and for those who are youngsters that may be listening to the show today. Communication, and I see it now. I look at my kids' phone records, and it's like 17,000 text messages, zero phone call minutes. I'm like, the ability to communicate verbally is going to be a lost art in 20 years. So anybody who can achieve at that level, and it's going to help with interpersonal, it's going to help in general, especially if you want to be a broadcaster, being able to speak properly, it's going to be a lost art someday. I'm very worried about that.
How old is your oldest?
My oldest is 14.
17,000?
But those kids, not literally, I was kidding.
See,
but my point is, it's all
like.
Text. It's not phone calls anymore. They don't talk to their friends. Did you talk to him when I texted him? No. The only time he talks to his buddies, really, outside of school, is when they're on like the Xbox or the PS3 together on the headset. I'm like,
I've learned that with babysitters. You know, don't call them.
See, here's why I disagree.
They just want to be texted.
But here's why I disagree with that. Because I also recently read an article to where, because of social
first of all,
media.
We didn't believe that you read the first one. So now you're going to try to throw another one.
I talked to a guy who knew a guy who read this article.
Okay.
And because of text messaging and social media, kids are now actually grown up being able to be a lot more open of what other people are doing, to where they'll go on there and actually interest in other people. What are you doing? So they can keep in contact with a much bigger group of people, which actually makes them more social because they're more aware of what everyone... It's like when you go on Facebook, like when we were growing up, you just knew what was in front of you. Now you can go on Facebook, you can actually keep up with and get interested in
people. You could
people.
If you were on Facebook.
I don't know, I'm on it.
My point is not that. My point is not... Yes, you certainly have a much wider web of people that you can communicate with and keep up with. My point is verbal communication specifically is going to become a lost art.
There
I'm telling
be
you.
There can positive with the social, but
I
negative
don't think
with 15 the
years
lack
from
of
now,
communication.
Talk. 15 years from now, we're going to have 17-year-old kids listening to the show going, wow, they talk. It's neat.
What is this language?
I'm telling you, it's amazing. I'm very concerned about the future for that.
I don't know. I didn't talk to anybody growing up. All I was a kid with a ball
Nobody believes
in a
that.
Rim, and that's all I did. Is
but
I
you
talked
had
to my
to
basketball.
Learn how to do it.
Right,
at some point,
shoot baskets.
And now you may not have to.
I prefer to be kind of by myself a lot.
You're a loner?
And shoot baskets. Yeah.
Dr. Teague, what are the greatest challenges in the world of college athletics these days? What are you? What are your concerns? What are you facing?
Well,
over
it's
there?
Not text messaging. At this time, but social media is a concern.
Sure.
Yeah, I saw an
How closely do you guys monitor that?
Oh, it's not formal. You know, we are, people will show us what they've read, possibly that, hey, you need to know this was said or this is out there. And we certainly have social media policies, and we talk to our student athletes about what's appropriate and what's not.
Is there a contract they sign? Is there anything
there
agreed upon?
There actually is, yeah. Okay. We actually have a code of honor and then a social media policy that they do sign. At the beginning of each year, and you know, you're not supposed to defame your school, your coaches, your administration, or your teammates.
Even when they got it coming. Just saying.
Is that,
that is true.
Is that the true. Same, let's just say, if they were given an interview, TV, do you talk to them about that? So it's sort of like the same
that's right.
it's public the, statements, whether it's TV.
Very true, Pat. Yeah, that's what it is. So in training them how to deal with media in general, we certainly talk about social, we talk about radio, TV, all interviews. Yeah,
got to be careful.
Let me ask you about the basketball program. You know, and we've talked about it before. I don't think it's any secret that the men's basketball program has been one of the very few that has not necessarily lived up to the rest of the athletic department since moving to Division I. It's been a struggle. Recently hired Russ Pennell, and I don't know how to phrase it other than saying, I don't want to say clean house. That's got a negative connotation. Bottom line is there have been a lot of changes. He's got virtually an entirely new roster. There was talk, I guess, Jeremy Muck did a good job in sort of documenting it, but there were APR issues there. So it's unique, though, and I don't know that I've ever seen anything quite like this. Can you talk to us about that? And certainly he recognized the challenges coming in, especially on the academic side.
Hey, let me say this first. I think men's basketball is probably the toughest sport in a transitioning model from Division II to Division I to do well. Everybody talks about the big dance. All the money's in men's basketball for the NCAA. So we're all fighting for some really talented kids, and it's just hard. So we've had an issue not only in wins and losses on the court, but we've not done well academically. And that's where our APR problem lies right now. We had a I think we posted as a four-year average. You know, you see a lot of figures in the paper, and some are accurate, some aren't. But the truth of the matter is we look at the previous 4 years in your APR score, and it's your average in 4 years. And we posted a 903. Well, that was good enough to beat the old rule. You had to beat a 900. But now the new rule is a 930. That's a significant increase to 930. And so we don't beat a 930. And so we have submitted an appeal based on the fact we've had three coaches in 1 year. I don't know if it'll be successful or not, but let's assume it's not successful. We will have a postseason ban next year. Now, unfortunately, there are a lot of institutions at the FCS level. FCS is only a football term, but let's call ourselves an FCS program. But in men's basketball, there's a lot of institutions who are going to have postseason bans, and it's a problem. And a lot of it is the resources at our school compared to the Big Five conferences. They have many more who are there to help academically, to mentor and tutor and assist those kids to do well on their academics and eligibility. We don't have quite the resources, so we've struggled, and other schools of our size have struggled. But here's what we decided. We were already struggling this current year. We'd already had three ineligible kids. Mm-hmm. We looked at what was going to happen at the end of basketball, and we felt like those kids would still struggle, and we'd have some more problems in the APR. So instead of that trickling on for the next 2 or 3 years with the student athletes who are currently on our roster, we decided let's get rid of all of our academic problems. And so we got rid of the only, we got rid of everyone except one student athlete who had a 3.0 GPA. Everybody else had had some type of academic problem. Mm-hmm. So we said, let's just wipe it clean. Let's start over and let's move forward. From this point forward, we're going to start scoring very high in the APR. I would say very close to 1,000, a perfect score each year. And that, that'll get us out as quick as trying to trickle through with problems for the next 2 or 3 years. So yeah, we just decided, let's start over.
I want to talk to you more about you know, what kind of approach he's going to have. We haven't had a chance to get Coach Pennell in yet. We he's been busy, you know, building a roster.
Is it recruiting period right now? This weekend? It always changes, I know. That's a tough
basketball
question.
It's like bizarre.
Every year is different.
I think the observation period starts this week.
Okay.
Well, I'll have to call our compliance folks, Natalie Schock, Darryl Walsh. I'll get you an answer.
I'm observing that it's time for a timeout. We'll have one more segment with y'all. Can y'all stick around?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Sure. Thank you.
You know,